Want to know what love is, do you? You want to know what love is? This is love.
Love! Yeah, this is love. Yes! Yes!
That's Farner, DC101. Good morning. It's me. Don't mind me. Yeah, 6 o'clock at WWDC FM, Washington. The Grease Man here. Good morning. K-E-L-L-O-W. Good Kellogg's. Best to you. A little on the windy side this morning. It is a nice looking day, though. There's no clouds or anything, just windy. We'll see a sunshiny day today. And a high temp of about 65 degrees. And then Thursday, 75. Friday, up around 80. Weekend looks pretty good. So things are looking fine. So fine, so fine. Weather's gonna be doggone fine. Let's get out and sun our big behind. So fine, so fine. Islanders aren't, Islanders are feeling good. They beat the Capitals. Yesterday, the Capitals of history. Yeah, they're hanging up the skates, and they're getting ready to go play volleyball at the beach as they lost in the playoffs. So it's the Islanders going on to Philadelphia. Orioles lost one yesterday. The Bullets, however, are feeling perky. Jeff Rulin going to be back for tonight's game. So we're hoping for the best for them. What else is in the news? O'Brien's fixing to get his tuchus fried tomorrow. One of the Briley brothers says he was framed. But framed or not framed, tomorrow morning he'll be squealing as they fry his tuchus. And let's see, oh, there's a big controversy in Texas. Somebody did a satire on that We Are the World. That We Are the World LP. And I think it's kind of funny, but I guess people don't, they took him seriously. Yeah, there's this guy that does this cartoon out there, this redneck cartoon, and he wrote his own version of that We Are the World, you know, that thing for Ethiopia. He wrote, "We are the weird, we are the starving, we are the scum of the filthy earth, so let's start scarfing." And so they canceled his whole cartoon. You see that? People sometimes take, thank God nobody takes me seriously, or I'd be in big trouble. Because I occasionally make an indigenous populace joke, but I don't mean nothing, right? You know I don't mean nothing. You know that I'm just cutting up in an effort to bring us closer, right?
Brother.
Right.
I hear you, brother, man.
That's what I'm doing.
What you got there?
Yeah, it's a joke.
You know what? We got a thing. You know what?
What's that?
You can do a series of these things.
Well, that's what I want to do. I want to do a series of jokes, and in so doing, through comedy, bring us closer together is what I'm trying to say.
Bad.
Well, it's good, though.
Bad,
but good.
I've never done on a record before.
No one's ever done it.
That's bad, bro. That is bad. Believe me.
I believe you.
Believe me.
I believe you.
Believe me, that's bad.
I believe,
me.
I believe you if I cry it out loud. I
mean, that's bad, yeah. That's sure not bad, Deborah.
Really? Because that's the kind of guy I am.
You're off into that one, bro. That's what we need to do all the way through the song, man. That's it.
Well,
that's all of it.
I like to cut up.
Now, that's what's happening.
It is happening.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing.
It's the thing.
You know, what about the moonwalking, though?
And do you know how many complaints I get for the occasional lighthearted, zesty jab that I make? You know how many? Take a guess. How many would you think? Absolutely zero.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
Well, it shouldn't be unbelievable because I always go with the motto like in the old Virginian novel. You know, you can say anything you want, but smile when you say it. Look, I could just ask any schmuck on the street. Hey, buddy. Hey, you. Hey, Jasper. Jasper. You over there. You don't get upset over these things that I do, do you?
Oh, yuma.
Oh, come on. You mean to tell me that you actually get riled about it?
Yuma.
You mean to tell me that occasionally when you listen to me, you get your anger up?
That's right. I said yuma.
I don't buy it. Because I get the feeling secretly deep inside you love me.
Yuma.
Come on. Give me my card that says I'm an honorary IP.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me that you're going to hold this against me and be mad at me?
That's right. I said your mama.
All right. If that's the way you feel, okay. If that's the way you feel, I'm coming up with my own. I think that We Are the World song, the reason you never heard me play it is that I don't like it. It's too serious. It's too hokey. You know, it's too ho. Everybody there smiling and holding hands. I mean, you know, excuse me one second, would you? I mean, that's what I think when I see that thing on MTV. And the Springer on, I mean, I like the Springer, but did you hear him singing on that We Are, he goes, "We are the world, we are the world." I mean, he's singing like he's got, you know, a dead rat in his throat in that song. I mean, I think we ought to do a happy song to raise money for the starving people. I mean, can those people in Ethiopia really identify with that song? No, they can't. I mean, their music is nothing like that, for crying out loud. I say, here's my version of the song that we're going to use. All right, count me in, boys. Count me. Here we go.
Okano Matuso, Nobata.
I'm happy to see you again. Happy because you are my friend.
Happy so.
I haven't seen you for a long time.
And we'll have guest stars singing it.
Habadoo Gaga, Habadoo Gaga, Habadoo Gaga, Habadoo Gaga.
Yeah,
get down. Happy because you are my friend. I haven't seen you in a long, long time.
You think that maybe you and I can take a simultaneous constitutional?
All right, after the song's over. Hey, you. Hey, limp wristed over there. How about the DuPont Circle contingent in the song?
I don't care.
Well,
you know I'm happy to see you again.
Maybe some meaningful dialogue that they can enjoy.
That hunk came up for messy. Got to be running cold upside down his head, you know?
Hey, oh, my God. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big wrap up on you, man.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, not only that, but maybe we could end it. We could end it with a picture of some happy Ethiopian eating some food for the first time in a long. You gotta imagine the tragedy of those people starving. Just imagine when he gets his hands on a big old bottle of Yoo-Hoo or something. There. And after we get everybody fed, maybe we'll do a man on the street interview. Now that you're fed and finding food is not the criteria that moves you from day to day, what pray will you do now that you got a full belly?
I'm gonna chill out and shovel.
Uh-huh.
Do this and do a little of that.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm gonna look at this and look at that.
Uh-huh.
You know, play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
Wow. 101, 10 and a half minutes.